This is a wildflower show that I'm going to be narrating. The size were contributed to the village by Richard Busher, and they were identified by Ruth Munson, Grace Patrick, and Maxine Hagen. All these are members of the Washington Native Plant Society, Puget Sound chapter. I'm Barbara Collins, and I'll be narrating the slideshow. These are wildflowers that you may find anywhere in the Pacific Northwest vicinity. This first plant here is called sulfur buckwheat, it's Eriogonum, and frequently found in rocky areas, often at higher mountain slopes. There's several buckwheats that you can find in the upper mountain slopes and on up into the tundra, with considerable variation with flower color. Many of them are white, pinkish, or yellow. This next plant is called pink bitterroot. It's a Lewisia, and you can see that the leaves are a little bit fleshy. This is commonly found in gravelly soil or in dry areas, maybe such areas sagebrush or the lower mountains. The Indians used it as a food plant. This next one is also a Lewisia. It's called Tweedy's Lewisia. And this one can be found in rock crevices or talus slopes. You can even find it around Chelan and up in areas where you have the yellow pines, the Lewisias. Next plant's called moss campion or silene. This forms a very nice low cushiony mat up in the mountains. Find it on rock talus slopes or in crevices also, usually in the higher mountains. This next one's a pretty little plant. Actually, it stands up quite high, perhaps as high as 5 feet tall. Usually find it by moist streams, called monk's hood. You can see how the part of the flower sort of resembles a little hood there. Usually found in moist areas by the streams in the mountains. It's a member of the buttercup family, would be related to larkspur. This next plant is called Western Anemone, sometimes called Cask Flower. Very pretty, it comes up shortly after the snow, very ferny leaves and rather large white flowers. Usually find it in the upper mountains and can be quite abundant. This is what it looks like when it's in fruit, it's really fun. Again, you can see the ferny leaves and then the fruiting heads with a silky hair, rather fun. Again, usually up in the upper alpine meadows. This plant is called yellow columbine. Very pretty nodding flower, found usually in moist subalpine meadows. Perhaps a bit more common would be the red columbine. Also found in moist areas along streams. You might find it along the trails here heading up to some of the upper lakes. This is red columbine. This is a larkspur, and it is related to the monk's hood. Rather interesting flower. The flower is slightly irregular with a little spur there in the back. Larkspur or delphinium. This is Oregon grape or barberry. Nice picture of the flowers. The appearance of the flowers are yellow. Later on, it'll have sort of purplish berries. The leaves are usually quite shiny and very prickle-toothed. Oregon grape or barberry. This is red-flowered currant. This would be found up in the mountains. Characteristic about this would be the leaves that are sort of palmate lobed and also veined that way. This is called Western Serviceberry. Very pretty white flowers. Later on we'll have berries that are bluish, almost resemble huckleberries, but not nearly as good to eat. This is called Partridge Foot, or Luetkia. Pretty little delicate plant, not very tall. Usually up in the upper moist meadows it can be found. The butterfly is California white butterfly with us. This is a lupin just beginning to come out. You can see the stalk that's rising there and the leaves, the characteristic leaves, their palmate compound. We'll have another view of the lupin. Here you can see a full display of the lupin. Colors are vary considerably. You may have some white, some yellow, pink, purple, all sorts of colors. Remember the pea family. Here's another lupin, and you can see the palmate compound leaf. Rather interesting. Lupin. And finally, a white lupin. Again, you can see the leaf. This is called Oregon oxalis. It's a pretty little flower. Leaves are rather characteristic in oxalis there. You have three leaflets, and it differs from clover. You can see the leaflet sort of folds at the midrib. It's oxalis. This pretty little violet's called sagebrush violet. Would be common in the moist woodland areas. And this is another violet, sometimes called yellow pansy or woodland violet. Perhaps a little bit more common, particularly along streams and in moist woods. This is known as bunchberry, and you can see it as you leave the village. Pretty little low plant. It is a dogwood, and typical leaves of the dogwood in the flower. Later on in the summer, it'll have red berries. Bunchberry. This is white mountain heather. You can find this up in the upper mountains, pretty much in the alpine area. Beautiful plant, often around rock crevices and such. Pretty bell-like white flowers, and the leaves are rather scale-like, almost like some of the juniper. This is another heather that you'll also find at higher elevation. This is pink mountain heather. This one has needle-like leaves rather than the scale-like leaves. The flowers are still the pretty little bell-like flowers, though. Pink mountain heather. This is a white shooting star, found in eastern Washington and usually in wet places. This is another shooting star, perhaps a little bit more common. Again, you have sort of basal leaves and then the flowering stalk. Very pretty plant, almost resembling little birds. Shooting star. This is known as spreading phlox and forms a very nice cushiony mat, particularly in rocky areas up at higher elevation. Very pretty little plant. This plant's called dwarf Hesperochiron. It occurs in the foothills and also in the mountains, particularly of eastern Washington. It's a member of the waterleaf family. This is an Indian paintbrush. Sort of interesting, so named because it looks like it was dipped in paint. Actually, the red coloring that you see is really the sepals and the bracts. The flower itself is quite inconspicuous of the little green things you see right inside there. This is Indian paintbrush. And there's another Indian paintbrush. This would be almost white. Okay. There's a variety of colors with the Indian paintbrush. This is a fun plant to discover up in the upper alpine meadows called elephant's head. You can see how it resembles the little trunks of an elephant. Pedicularis would be the genus name of this, elephant head. This plant is a penstemon. It's called Gairdner's penstemon. Another name could be beard tongue. This is a member of the sunflower family. It's an arnica. It has yellow ray flowers and yellow disc flowers. This particular arnica is called broadleaf arnica. It could be found in moist woods, meadows, fairly common. This is heartleaf arnica. Characteristic of arnica would be having opposite leaves. Again, yellow ray flowers and yellow disc flowers. This plant's another member of the sunflower family, balsam root. This one's called Carey's balsam root. Another member of sunflower family, this one's called wandering daisy. Rather common in moist habitats and up in the mountains. You may see quite a bit of it. This one's called linear leaf daisy, also up in the mountains. This plant here is called Hooker's onion. Good way of recognizing it, of course, would be to smell the leaf or any part of the plant, and you can definitely detect the onion odor. Hooker's onion. This is a broadea. Very pretty, the flowers, cluster of flowers on the stalk there. This one's Douglas's broadea. It can be found in grasslands, sagebrush, and then on up into the yellow pine forest. This one's a very delicate plant. It's a mariposa lily. Calochortus would be the genus. Common name for this one is green-banded star tulip or sagebrush mariposa. Usually find this in drier places, open areas. This plant is common camas. Again, found in open grassy areas. Remember the lily family. This is an alpine avalanche lily. Very pretty, very delicate. Usually up in the upper mountain areas, moist meadows. And here's the glacier lily just coming right up out of the snow. Beautiful. Just as soon as the snow melts, you can find these in profusion. Same thing with your glacier lily, showing two blooms here. This is a Washington lily. Very pretty little plant again. You're always delighted when you can come across some of the lilies. Then one of my favorites is the Columbia lily. Regular, beautiful tiger lily with the orange petals. This is Western Trillium, Trillium ovatum. This one you can usually find in the spring in bloom. You can find it around here at the village or elsewhere throughout the area. Trillium. This is really striking and beautiful plant. It's known as bear grass. The leaves are very grass-like, and the stalk can be up to 5 feet high. Usually find this in open woods and meadows. Very showy, and from British Columbia down to California, bear grass. This is Oregon iris, would be a member of the iris family, very pretty and showy plant. And finally, the favorite of all, this is the Calypso orchid. Very delicate orchid. This you usually find in early spring. Another picture of it here, showing two blooms of the Calypso orchid. This is an endangered plant, and so please don't pick it. Just enjoy and photograph. This is the end of the show, and hopefully you've enjoyed this additional selection of slides. Thank you.